大家好，我是佳佳。
Hi everyone, I'm Charity Lee.
欢迎收听家里家外。
Welcome to 家里家外。
冬天呢，不知不觉已经到了。白色呢，是冬天的一个主题颜色。
And white not only refers to color, did you know that white combined with different words has different meanings?
White 还有哪些你不知道的意思呢？
There are many phrases with white, so let's start today's show. They say that
good things take time. 我知道有一些跟 white 相关的一些短语我们是很熟的，比如说 white lie.
Right, a white lie. It's a small untruth. Most people say they're harmless, and they're usually told out of politeness.
其实它是指善意的谎言。
是 ,many people think if they can get away with telling a white lie, it's okay.
对啊，善意的谎言虽然就是撒了谎，但是至少出发点是好的。还有一个我们比较熟的就是 white collar。
Yes, white collar means a desk job.
对，它就是指白领的意思。
Nowadays, most people are training for white collar jobs.
以前很多人都认为白领是一个好的工作，但是现在似乎想法有了一些变化。
什么变化？
我觉得现在好多人认为赚钱多的就是好工作。
really? I think the best jobs are when people are using their gifts and being fulfilled.
你觉得如果一个人的人生价值实现了的话，那就是一个好的工作。但是如果这个人的人生价值实现了的话，那他同时也就可以赚到钱了。
That would be pretty nice.
你有没有什么一些跟 white 相关的短语可以给我们推荐的呢？
White hat. That means hero.
这个是好人英雄的意思，但是为什么英雄要戴着这个 white hat 白帽子呢？
I don't know. I don't know where it came from.
对，这个确实是。那举一个例子吧。
Okay, he seems like a white hat, but he's a worm.
所以的话，其实不能以貌取人嘛。那可不可以这样说呢？ That cowboy turned out to be a real white hat.
Yeah, you sure could. After he does something heroic.
但是我听到这个词让我想到了另一个短语，叫做 white hot.
White hot, that means zealous or passionate.
这个词和那个 white hat 其实是发音很像，但是这个 white hot 它是指有激情的意思。
是。For example, she's quiet until you bring up a subject she's passionate about. Then she becomes white hot.
所以下次呢，如果你想说 passionate, 你可以用这个 white hot 来替换一下。
是。Or another one is white shoe. This is a slang associated with the privileged upper class.
这个 white shoe 它是一个俚语，指的是 upper class, 就是上层社会的人。
Right, so if you see someone who looks really wealthy, you could say, he's white shoe.
可以这样说。我觉得因为生活在上流社会的人，他每天出入一些高档的场合，所以他的鞋都是白色的，然后不会被弄脏，所以我们管他们叫 white shoe.
I bet you're right.
对，所以我觉得这个还是挺形象的。
Another one is white livered
White livered. 这个 liver 是肝，但是跟我们的内脏有什么关系吗？
Yes, it comes from an ancient belief. If a person had yellow bile in the liver, they believed they would be courageous. But without the bile, cowardly.
就是它是源于一个古老的信念，如果一个人肝里边有黄色的胆汁的话，他们就会勇敢，不会胆小。所以有这个词吗 ？Yellow livered，
没有
啊、哦，没有，好吧，我还以为这个 yellow liver 就是 courageous。
That's just where the saying came from. But I don't think anybody says he's yellow livered.
但是它的渊源是这样子的，我们只是说 white livered。好，那给我们举个例子吧。
He is white-livered and he can't dare express his love to the girl he likes.
好吧，那爱就大胆说出来。哎，我还知道有一个跟白色相关的叫做 white elephant。但是这个其实它不是指白色的大象。对，我刚开始还以为它是指白象，我觉得挺漂亮的呀，什么样子，但是后来发现不对。
Right, the meaning is very different. It means an item that no longer holds value for its owner. So at Christmas time, some people like to have a white elephant gift exchange. They'll find something in their home that they no longer use,Wrap it up and give it away.
真的吗？那为什么圣诞节要有这个 white elephant gift exchange?
Just for fun. People go to so many gift exchanges. Now and then they like to do something silly.
那他们都换什么呢？
Well, for example, they might take a tube of toothpaste or an old shirt.
啊，牙膏也可以。好吧，那我听说你们就是圣诞节的时候给家人买礼物，不是要买就是比较用心啊，或者是稍微贵重一点的吗？
Oh, right. You wouldn't buy a white elephant for a family member or your boyfriend. It'd be more for a big group party, like an office Christmas party.
就是说如果是同事之间啊大家闹着玩的话，这是一个比较好的一个形式。
是。Here's another one with an animal, white horse.
所以通过 white elephant, 我就知道了这个 white horse, 它肯定不是白马。白马王子。
Right.
它什么意思？
It means whiskey.
Oh, whiskey. 它是指高度酒或者是烈性酒吗？
Right.So you could say, white horse is some hard liquor.
是这样的。你说到这个 white horse, 让我想到另外一个词，这个叫 white lady. 这个好像有一次我是在美剧当中看到的。我是说什么意思啊，是小姐好白吗？但是后来发现它的那个中文的注解翻译成了可卡因。所以 white lady 在这里边它可以指毒品是吗？
Yeah, apparently this is drug slang, and it means cocaine.
所以这个地方还是不要乱用哦。
Right, not something I use. But here's another one with a person. White-haired boy. This means a favorite or a darling.
刚才提到 white lady, 所以你想到了 white-haired boy.
Right.
白头发的小男孩。为什么小男孩头发都白了呢？这里边如果你说它是指的是 favorite 或者是 a darling, 我觉得这个因为中文一般会翻译成红人嘛，所以我觉得如果是 red haired boy 更恰当一点。我就喜欢乱改啊。好，给我们举个例子吧。
Okay, you could say that boy is so sweet. Everywhere he goes, he's a white haired boy.
这个男孩嘛，他走到哪儿都是很得宠的，到处都是红人。我们也可以这样说 ,He has become the latest white-haired boy in the company.
Yeah, you could say that too. And here's my favorite, white Christmas.
这个 white Christmas 是什么呢？
A white Christmas is when the ground is covered in fresh white snow.
其实这个短语挺好理解的 ,white Christmas, 就是说在圣诞节这一天整个的地上都是白色的，但是为什么你这么喜欢这个短语呢？
Well, for me, growing up, we almost always had snow at Christmas. So if it wasn't a white Christmas, it didn't really feel like Christmas.
就是说你觉得圣诞节如果不下雪的话，好像就过节的话挺没劲的，是吧？
Right. But when I hear the phrase white Christmas, it brings back lots of good memories.
所以圣诞节的时候你们会出去像堆雪人啊，或者是打雪仗啊，会这样吗？
Yeah, before or after Christmas. Usually on Christmas Day we have lots of things to do with our families.
所以小孩子还是比较喜欢下雪的圣诞节。
That's right.
我觉得圣诞节的时候你经常会看到的一个词叫做 white sale. 大减价。但是我觉得很奇怪啊，为什么大减价要用 white sale?
Well, this is a sale on bedding and towels, so I think it's called a white sale because traditionally, these items were white.
哦，就是说最开始的时候呢，他们会卖一些像 bedding 是床上用品， towels 是毛巾，这些都是白色的，所以就顺便叫做 white sale.
Right. For example, I wonder if Sears will have a white sale after Christmas.
Sears 是加拿大比较就是有名的一个百货商店，对吧？
是的。
好，那我们刚才讲了很多跟白色相关的一些短语哦。一提到白色，我就感觉特别的亲切，因为我小的时候在北方长大，所以我特别喜欢有雪的冬天。
是。Well, I hope you enjoyed learning all these phrases with the word white in them. And I hope you get to see some white snow this winter too.
是的，那祝你这个冬天都过得愉快吧。好了，那今天的节目就到这里，喜欢就关注家里家外吧，感谢你的收听，下次见咯。
Until next time.